You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 289. And today I'm going to be talking a little bit about money and prosperity. And our mantra for today is, money is not the answer to my prosperity problems. I always have a choice. I can see the glass as half empty, or I can see the glass as half full. I'm going to share some of my story with you about when my prosperity consciousness really shifted and what a difference that made in my monetary success in my network marketing direct sales business.
Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com.
Well, hello and happy day to you wherever you are in the world. It's Jackie Almer, and I love doing this new little series that I've started with the mantras and affirmations, and just ideally things that you can use to kind of feed your mind, move yourself forward, and keep yourself in that peak production from a mindset perspective anyway for your business. So a couple of things. If you haven't joined me over on my Facebook group, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, or just type in Street Smart Wealth into the search box on Facebook, you'll find it. Type in Jackie Almer Street Smart Wealth, you'll find it. I'm doing my series, and it's just about to wrap up on networking for success. It's kind of funny. I get asked all the time, what's the fastest way to grow a business? That's the fastest way to grow a business, without any doubt, is to get your business in front of other people. But it still doesn't happen overnight. There's a process. And so if you head on over there, you can click on the videos, the video tab down the left side, and you can watch the series that I've done where we've covered just about everything from A to Z in how to be successful in a networking environment, what to do before, during, after, how to monetize your message, how to monetize that stack of business cards that you're going to come home with and do great things with it. If you're here and you're looking for a business, I would love to chat with you. If you're in a crossroads, or you're just exploring getting started in direct sales, you can go to workwithjackie.com, workwithjackie.com. Would love to have a conversation with you about what I do and see if it might be something that inspires you, that moves you to want to get going, get moving forward. And if you're in direct sales and you are looking to really, you know, dig down and kind of figure out what your message is, figure out a game plan, directsalesbootcamp.com is the starting place for you. As I say, give me 15 minutes a day for 30 days and take action, and we'll get you off to a great, great launch and into success. Okay, so I mentioned today's mantra is, money is not the answer to my prosperity problems. I have a choice. I can see the glass as half empty, or I can see it as half full. And I just wanted to share some personal experiences around that. You know, when I first got started in network marketing, I'm going to be honest, I got started for the money. I was a stay-home mom. I was a new stay-home mom, but I was looking for a way to create an income. We were surviving on one income, but it was challenging, as anybody knows. And I also had a desire to keep my foot in the corporate world. I love being a mom. I love being a stay-home mom, but I also love business. I just do. I'm fascinated by it, fascinated by all different aspects of it. And so I wanted to keep my foot in the door and keep doing that. Well, it was funny because people would tell me, you know, I struggled. Let me just back up. I struggled like most people do. I couldn't get out of my own way. You know, I was constantly looking for that secret to success. What was I missing? What did I need to know? You know, why wasn't my business growing as fast as other people's? I would see people up on the stage and think to myself, oh my gosh, they can do it. I can do it. I'm as good as them, blah, blah, blah. You may have experience some of those emotions, some of those thoughts yourself. Well, the interesting thing is, I would hear people say to me, just enjoy the journey. Just have fun. Just enjoy the journey. And I would think to myself, that is seriously the stupidest thing I've ever heard. How can I enjoy the journey when I'm looking to create income and I'm not creating income? You know, that's what I would come back with. That's what my thought process was. And I just didn't get it. And it's kind of funny. I was, oh gosh, I guess about 6 years into my business when I was at a true crossroads. I was going to be changing companies. I knew that. And some of you may be at that crossroads now. I get it. There's a difference between being a company jumper where you jump from one thing to the next. And there's another that says, you know, most of us don't start with the same company that we retire with anymore. And very often you have to join a company. You have to start a business with a company. You have to get a distributor number, whatever it is, before you can really determine for yourself if it's going to be a fit for you. And you know what? There's no harm, no foul in that. There's no shame in that. A lot of people in network marketing try to, you know, they want to, we always say think outside the box. That's what we're telling people. Oh, you know, don't be an employee, think outside the box, whatever. And that's all great. Just don't be one of those that once somebody joins you in your business, you try to put them in your own box. And don't let any sponsor or upline do that to you either, because that happens very, very often. You know, we get people signed up and then we want them in our box and we don't want them to look anywhere else. And we want what we're doing to be absolutely right for them. And that is from a selfish perspective. So anyway, I was 6 years in. I was at a crossroads thinking to myself, actually, that's not true. When this happened, My first crossroads in my business was 6 years in, when I realized that the company that I had a very large, nearly 20,000 member team with, was no longer in alignment with my values. And I really didn't want to be there. I didn't want to put my name behind it. That was crossroad number one. Crossroad number two came about 9 years later, 9 years into my network marketing journey, when I felt kind of had floundered for the 3 years prior to that. So I had made a change at year six and realized that what I was doing for the next 3 years, I had some success. I definitely had some success, but it just, nothing really quite resonated. I didn't ever feel at home with what I was doing. And again, no harm, no foul. You know, I shared this. If you listen to my last podcast, JackieElmer.com/288. I actually gave the wrong link on that podcast and didn't realize it till later. But you can go to JackieElmer.com/288, where I get pretty raw and pretty real and pretty authentic about my own journey, and especially over the last 2 years and some changes that I made and how I've come back around full circle. But here's the thing. I'm not going to feel badly about any of that. I am a believer that you have to try and experience different things. I'm a parent. Many of you are. I'm a parent of two children, 24 and 21 at this point. And I'm always telling them and have always told them, spread your wings, try different things. My daughter's about to graduate from college. She's a musician, graduating. She's a singer-songwriter, graduating with a communications public relations degree, which is great. But her true passion is music. And my thing with her is right now, move to Nashville. Go to Nashville. You're at the perfect point in your life. We're not going to fund it all. Don't get me wrong. You've got to, you know, she's got to be willing to get a job and support herself largely, but we're also not going to let her fail. And now is the best time to go and try those different things. Give it a try, because if you don't, you may look back and regret it. If you do, whatever happens, at least you tried, right? So I'm a believer of that in business, and I have to champion myself and you listening to feel that same way too. So don't make the mistake of jumping at every little thing that sounds like the next great thing coming down the pike until you've truly exhausted every effort to build that business and then determined within your gut that it's not a fit for you. I've never left a company because the grass looked greener on the other side. I've truly never done that. I did join one company out of hype. I did get caught up in some internet marketing hype back there with my third company during that crossroads. But I knew I was going to be making a change. I just jumped to the wrong company. But again, no regrets. It was a great learning lesson. I learned a ton from that experience. So all that to say, you know, you could be at a crossroads and that's okay. I was at a crossroads and I finally decided at that 9-year point, my back wasn't against the wall. It wasn't like I had to be making money or, you know, we were going to starve. I needed to be making some money because if you've heard my story before, we moved to California and then 6 months later, we took a 25% pay cut from my husband's job as an airline pilot. That was right after 9/11 and everything was caving in. So if we really didn't want to just be house poor, I needed to do something. But I did have things going on. I had coaching and I had my own products and I had some things that were going that I was doing myself. And I had income from some of these other companies. I never quit a company. So I had an income stream coming in. And so, all that was great. But I was really at a crossroads. And that's when those words, just enjoy the journey, have fun, really hit me over the head. And that's what I started to do. And I started to just really appreciate every day and every opportunity. I lived in a beautiful place. I still do. But at that point, I was up in Lake Arrowhead, California. I was in a beautiful home with 7 decks that looked out over the forest and could hear the birds chirping. I mean, it was truly amazing. And I just started getting up every day and really practicing the art of gratitude. Did I have everything that I wanted? Nope, not even close. Do I today? No, not really. But I have a lot and I'm grateful for that. If I died tonight, I would die with, you know, many of my goals achieved. But I think it's important that we never stop striving to achieve more, to have more, any of that kind of thing. But the real key is to appreciate what you have before you get to that next level, because that is the start of taking you to that next level. So that's why this mantra is so powerful. Money is not the answer to my prosperity problems. It's not the money. It's appreciating what you have, making the most of that, and then leaving yourself open for more to come in. Prosperity is not just about money. Success is not just about money. Money is just an energy. It really, truly is. And of course, it's a great energy. It allows us to do other things. It releases some stresses. But one thing I really want to encourage you to do is every day wake up and say, do I have enough for today? Do I have a roof over my head? Do I have food to eat? Do I have a car and gas to get me where I need to go? Do I have internet? I'm guessing you do if you're listening to this right now. Or do I have some way of getting on the internet and listening? So instead of looking at the lack of what you don't have, really begin to shift and look at what you do have, and you'll notice that you get more. Now, I say that coming up on probably, well, without a doubt, what is going to be my greatest personal month ever in my own direct sales business in terms of sponsoring, growth, and that type thing. From a personal perspective, not necessarily what the team's doing, although the team's doing great, what I'm doing personally. And the month isn't over yet. We're very close, but I've got a couple more boxes to check that's going to really solidify that for me. So, you know, that's an important part of it. But I literally did start this month just determined to have fun. I've been out networking. I've been making great new connections, new friends. I've had great new places to have coffee and to have lunch, to do happy hours with all these networking events. And each time I go into it, I'm going into it with that feeling of gratitude for just being put in that position and that expectation that I'm going to meet somebody amazing at that event. And every single time I have. Every single time I have met someone, connected with someone, that's opened up a lot of doors for me. Sometimes on the business side, sometimes on the personal side, but you know what? All of life intertwines. And so even if it's someone on the personal side that we may not think, well, that's great, but that isn't moving me, you know, toward my goals in business, the reality of it is you just never know. If you play your cards right and you are a good connector and a good relationship builder and don't look at people like they have a dollar sign stamped on their forehead, you never know when that's going to lead to business and the monetary prosperity. So, what do you think is the answer to your prosperity problem, if you have one? Hopefully you don't have a prosperity problem, but many of us do at all different times. I would truly love to hear. go to the show notes, JackieElmer.com/289. Leave me a comment over on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. Send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. I always do love to hear from you. Where are you in the world? What do you do while you listen to the podcast? Are you working out? Are you driving? Are you at work, but you've got it playing in your earbuds? What is it? And again, if you're at a crossroads and you're looking, I would love to chat with you about business. You can go to workwithjackie.com, complete the form there. We'll have a conversation. We'll text, whatever you want. Trust me, it will not be a sales call. As I always say, I'm way past that in my business. It'll be a chance for us to connect, for me to get to know you better, and maybe give you some insight as to some direction that you might head. So today's mantra, money is not the answer to my prosperity problems. I hope that this is catching you at a moment when this really resonates with you. And until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.